The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock of Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I have been looking forward to this segment because we are so divided as a country. We are divided politically. We are divided religiously. And sadly, we are deeply divided racially. And I have said this over and over and over again. I can support almost any organization and almost any individual that truly wants to unite us. But I stand against any group, organization, political party, or whatever that wants to divide us. And that's why I've been so excited about having Clarence Mingo on the program. I'm sure you will recognize that name, former Franklin County auditor, served our country with distinction in the 1991 Persian Gulf War. He attended the Ohio State University before he went into politics, and is now Vice President of ESG and Corporate Affairs for the T. Marzetti Company. And I think most important, Clarence Mingo is a brother in Christ. Clarence, it is a delight and honor to welcome you to the program today.
Bob, thanks for having me. So good to hear your voice, sir.
Well, it is great to hear your voice as well. I've got to ask you this, though, right off the top. In today's politically charged climate, how does anyone in the black community become a Republican or a conservative? Because it's just kind of assumed today in America, if you are black, if you're African-American, you're going to be a Democrat. And here is Clarence Mingo, who has held office as a Republican. How does that happen?
Yeah, that's it's an excellent question, Bob. And if you're African American and you have conservative thoughts or strongly trend towards the Republican Party, that question will be asked of you from Black Americans, White Americans, and it's a familiar one. But the answer is as follows. I think. You're right. The history does not reflect African Americans leaning towards the GOP, and the last 2 to 4 years have made that probability all the more distinct or remote, if you will. But if you think about what your values are, right? I mean, how you see the world in terms of economy, foreign policy, and domestic policy. If you do that authentically, you should be able to realize fairly easily where you align, either as a Democrat or Republican. And then if you have the courage to say, I am African American, and when I look at domestic policy, foreign policy, economic policy, I align more so with the GOP. If you have the courage to say that, you will have maybe a reasonable, very conscious decision about philosophically where you are at in those spectrums, and that's where you should stand. There's this history in the country where if you are black, at least the experience of my generation is you're generally a Democrat and it's a birthright. I always advise people to just to do the analysis, do the assessment, and align around where your values truly are.
Well, that's something that's puzzled me, because historically, Clarence, the black church in America on moral issues, family issues, has been incredibly conservative. The black church has been very pro-life. The black church has been very pro-family. The black church has been very pro-marriage. And these are the issues that the liberal left has not only questioned, but attacked. And now, Clarence, sadly, we are seeing many in the black community moving away from those traditional positions that the black church has always stood for. Do you see that as happening, and are you concerned about that?
Yeah, Bob, listen, I'll be candid with you. I think there are a number of things happening here. Number one, for African Americans, the number one issue above foreign policy, above economy, would be civil rights. And because of the African American experience in American culture and history, that issue dominates above all else as a priority. So African Americans tend to trend towards the party that they see as the greatest champion for civil rights and racial and socioeconomic equality. Now, here's the challenge with that, and I'm going to give you the right side of it, or the Republican version. Republicans, likewise, the issue may not be civil rights, but it might be Second Amendment. It might be abortion. Mm-hmm. It might be a number of issues that generally tend to dominate the direction a person will go. What I suggest is that we be very comprehensive in our thoughts and values and in terms of what we believe. There are some issues that represent our convictions and we just cannot forsake, right? But not every issue is a conviction and should have the weight to sink all other issues. But you should understand, and I want the listening audience to understand, that civil rights for African Americans, it seems to be the issue above all others that will dominate and carry more weight.
Sure.
So, and that's true. That remains true at this very hour. So that sort of explains the wedding of the African American community to the Democratic Party.
Now, here is my conclusion, and maybe I'm wrong. And please, Clarence, be completely honest with me on this as to your feelings. The way I see it, the current civil rights movement is almost totally under the control of the liberal left. And it seems that because it is under the control of the liberal left, we're moving backwards. You know, and you're not old enough, but I am old enough to remember the civil rights marches and so forth of the 60s and the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to celebrate his birthday, or we did celebrate his birthday last week. And it seems to me that we're going in the wrong direction, Clarence, and we're actually losing some of the progress that was made under the leadership of civil rights leaders. Am I off base on that, on my assumption, my conclusions?
No, I don't think you're off base at all, Bob. I think a profound tragedy for America is that racial tensions and racial distance and all the hostilities that have comprised racial challenges in America, all of that is at a premium right now, and standing in the middle of that, standing in the middle of all that confusion, you have to hear this. It's not Republicans. It's not necessarily Democrats or Independents. In the middle would be believers, Christians, people who claim the name of Jesus Christ for salvation. And there's a tragedy going on right at that point as well, because we can almost determine what you think about civil rights and the solutions for us to be better towards one another. We can determine what your responses will be based on what party you align with. And when you look at that data, which has been done by the Pew Research organization, we know that it is not biblical principles that are driving our understanding our compassion, our thoughtfulness, and want for fellowship towards one another as believers. It's what political party we align with. So yeah. I would say that black Christians and white Christians have allowed not biblical principles but political philosophies to hijack what we ought to be towards one another as fellow servants for Jesus Christ.
So well said. And I've got to take a break, Clarence, but I want to pick up right there when we come back. We're talking with Clarence Mingo, former Franklin County auditor and a dear brother in Christ. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My guest is Clarence Mingo, former Franklin County auditor. Clarence, just before the break, you brought up what I think is the absolute crux of this whole matter, and that is our theology. I have been preaching for years and years and years. The ground is level at the cross. Everybody comes to Jesus exactly the same way as a lost, hellbound sinner, regardless of the color of their skin, their economic status, their educational status. And once you come to Jesus, you're a child of God, and that's all that matters. The color of your skin doesn't matter. In fact, nothing else matters. And yet, Clarence, we are seeing ideology trumping theology. You began to allude to that just before the break. I'd like you to continue on that.
No, gladly, Bob, because I think you're right. It is the crux of the matter, and I think the church, we really have to do a wholesale examination of the last 25 years in our conduct, you know, with respect to the political arena. Listen, I believe and know factually that God indeed would have us have political perspective and thoughts, and there is liberty in Christ for us to disagree on policies either that go this way or that way. Having said that, it is not our relationship with Christ that binds us as believers, but we are more bound by which political party we are in.
I know.
And this is so deeply dividing that black Christians and white Christians, or Republicans who are Christians and Democrats who are Christians. The fact that we could hardly fellowship over the last year or so is shameful. It's shameful, and it does such injury to our testimony before the world. And here's the truth of it. Here is the truth of it. On more than one occasion, I could say this personally, I could say it about Democrats, and I could say it about Republicans, there is greater interest in cheering for President Trump or cheering for President Biden or aligning with President Trump or aligning with President Biden than there is coming together as one. And really having meaningful prayer. Ephesians calls us to live in a manner that reflects understanding towards one another. We are called to fellowship. We are called to hold up the virtues that are central to and esteemed by Jesus Christ. And you cannot do that. You cannot do that if, in fact, the number one driver in your life is whether the Republicans are prevailing or whether the Democrats are prevailing. And I believe wholeheartedly the politics matter. It matters to our culture, matters to our country and to the world, and we ought to be thoughtful and understanding of it. But to the extent that it divides us one from another, I am unwilling to carry the label Republican or Democrat. I'm unwilling to do anything other for the sake of another brother than to be what God has called me to be, which is in fellowship and in love and in service to that person who is opposite me.
Amen, brother, and amen. I am seeing people divide over CRT, critical race theory. Do you support it or you do not support it? Well, you know, I don't support it. Well, then you're a racist if you don't, you know. And in even the Southern Baptist Convention, Clarence, right now is being ripped apart over whether somebody agrees with an ideology, you know, the CRT thing, rather than what you were just talking about. Let's stop talking about ideology and whether CRT, you know, let's talk about the theology that we are one in Christ. And I could not agree with you more. I've said this over and over again on my program. If Christians had spent as much time trying to win people to Jesus as they did trying to get people to vote for Trump, and by the way, that's not wrong. And as you said, of course, politics impacts our life. And you have been a politician and you've been out banging on doors and trying to get people to vote for you and so forth. But if people would have put more emphasis into winning people to Christ, I think our country would be different, don't you?
Bob, I think you're absolutely right. Let's just go back briefly. This summer, post George Floyd, lots of protests. Cities were literally on fire.
Yeah.
Chaos and violence abounded everywhere. And all this in the middle of the pandemic. I'm African American, as you know. I've got two daughters, are ages 14 and 15, both of whom are African American. Racial tensions. If you were black this summer, racial tensions, the experience, it was at a premium. And we decided, we are not perfect. So let me say this in humility. Let me be clear on this. We are not perfect in this regard. But we decided that we would spend our summer engaging our white brethren, intentionally engaging our white brethren to let them know there is love, there is fidelity. We want to have conversations that will induce understanding, respect for, and just appreciation for the shared humanity that God has given us. And that doesn't mean we gloss over the hard and difficult conversations around racism. That doesn't mean we skip over the history. But I felt as an African American, and more importantly, as a believer, the best thing I could do was extend myself to people who did not look like me, who might think opposite of what I do, and meet them in a place that would yield understanding, godliness, and truth around what God has called us to be. And we, as believers, whether you live in an urban county or a rural county, like, this is the fundamental task, to be salt and light to a dying world. But you cannot do that if you are chiefly driven by Republican principles or Democratic principles. I'm not discounting them, but they are nothing when weighed or compared to the gospel. And we just have to own that. We have to own it. We have to own it. And believers, we are the light of this world. And if we can't do it, Christian Republican to Christian Democrat, it's a shame. It's a shame to the master's name. And we have to hold ourselves accountable to be what he has called us to be.
Amen, brother. And I knew our time would go incredibly fast. Clarence, I've got to have you back on again sometime soon, all right?
Hey, you say the word. Good hearing from you.
I love you, brother. Thank you. God bless you. Keep up the wonderful, wonderful work. Clarence Mingo, former Franklin County Auditor and a voice that needs to be heard. Bob Burney Live will continue. Stay tuned.